Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tea Talk with Angel, the belly dancing medium. Each Wednesday at 9 p.m., I present messages of inspiration and motivation and discuss topics from across the community. Callers are always welcome, and I'm happy to do on-air readings on every show. Sign up for news and updates at bellydancingmedium.com, and please remember to like my program before the show's over. Now sit down, pour a cup of tea, and join me for a fabulous and fun gathering.
Well, hello and welcome and happy Wednesday to everyone out there that has dialed in and that is listening. I am Angel. So excited to be here. Been traveling for a couple of days, birthdays for myself and my husband, so trying to get back into it. And am so excited that we are well into August. And I got a couple of things that I want to cover tonight to make sure that we get through some phone calls and get through the message of the day. So before I get started with anything, I want to take a moment to stop and have everybody take a deep breath and acknowledge that it has been a wild and crazy ride. I've got some emails to return from a couple of regular listeners that have had some disappointments or some setbacks. And I want to let you know that sometimes when you're on the path of your vision, the path of your mission, the path of your purpose, it can feel like you're just not accomplishing, like you're just hitting wall, like you're just not, it's just not happening. And that's not always the case. Sometimes in order to get to the end result, we have to stop and run through a couple of test runs. We have to stop and hit a couple of obstacles and turns and bumps in the road, but it doesn't mean anything other than it's a bump in the road and how we respond to it. So part of what I say all the time is, you know, I have a message where I say, calm your mind, revive your body, and ignite your soul. Calming your mind is the process that we're going to talk about today around the challenges that we all face. So that's our message. That is our focal point for everyone listening. I am Angel, the Belly Dancing Medium. You can find me online, bellydancingmedium.com. If you look at the website for the Blog Talk Radio, you'll see my website there. You can link it. Go to the website. You'll see more information about me. I'm going to ask you to do me a favor and like this radio program so that you can get updates and know when we're broadcasting and know when I'm on. And also so Blog Talk Radio knows just how many people are listening so that I can get more visibility as the show broadcasts. And if you're able to, pull up the website and follow along as we go through the processes of answering questions and giving out resources. Because I find as I do talk to people, for most of us that are out there, a lot of the messages that are coming through can tend to be for all of us. So take a deep breath. We're going to relax. I'm going to ask that all of the most powerful and cherished and loving energies that are around us come forth and support and protect us and guide us in this wonderful, blessed process that we call life. I know that we want to take charge of our lives and transform them today. And I know that when we're making the choices to move our lives forward, it can sometimes feel like we're taking a step. Ask that we get clarity around that for some of you that may be having questions about that sort of thing. So the first thing I'm going to do is take our first caller. Good evening. You're on the air with Angel. Who am I speaking to? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Who am I speaking to? You've got your radio on in the background. If you could turn that down, we're getting some feedback and some distortion.
Can you hear me now?
It's still the echo and the distortion. Are you listening in to the radio while you're on the phone?
Hello. Can you hear me now?
That's much better.
Is the echo gone?
It's much better. Who am I speaking to?
Okay. Great, thanks. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Shruti.
Hi, how are you
tonight?
I'm
calling from Arizona.
Hi, Arizona.
I'm doing great. Thank you.
So what can I do for you? What do you have a question about this evening?
My question is regarding, I'm looking for new employment. What do you see regarding that? When will I get it? Anything about the environment?
Okay, sorry about that. I was just kind of trying to hear you there. It's a little difficult to hear you right now. So the first thing I always want to say is time is always difficult to say. So we don't have the ability to connect really strongly here on the radio, so I'm happy to look at that. Just always want to put that caveat out there in terms of timing. It's not always something that we're going to be able to see very clearly on the radio. So you're looking for employment right now because you have no employment. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay. So I'm going to look and see if there's anything that I can get around that for you.
Thank you.
So it looks like you're being asked to look into something different, something a little more nurturing. And I don't understand this, so I'm just going to say what I'm being given because it feels like there's animals and children are more in play in this particular thing. It's a much more nurturing process. Whether I don't know if you're a caretaker or a teacher, but it definitely feels like it's time to step into this opportunity to go into a more nurturing kind of process. Looks like you've got a little more searching around that to do, because you're still trying to understand what that means. But I keep getting to the number 3. I'm asking if that's weeks or if that's months, and I'm definitely not getting weeks. So it looks like you've got 3 months of trying to figure out what direction to go into. There may be some contract coming in here to help you make ends meet. But this is a career change cycle that you're in. So you're looking at stepping into something a little different. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm open. I'm looking at different opportunities. So
I keep seeing animals and children. Their children are at play. That's what I'm seeing. So, you know. Yes?
I do not have any children. And I have a lot of feral cats around me, so I feed them.
This is the question that you asked was about employment, though. This wasn't about people that are in your space. This is about employment. So when you're being guided towards, there's definitely animals and there's some care, like a caregiving energy around this. So it's either some sort of a teaching process or some sort of an organizational process that you're going to be looking at. That's what you're being asked to look at. That's where your talents are really starting to unfold. And you have some passions, it feels like, in this area. So, but in the meantime, you got to eat. So there are opportunities coming up for you to do some short term projects. Take them on so that you can make the decision. Don't look at everything as this is my next opportunity, because you are going to spend months and months and months and months and months looking. In the meantime, you're going to find yourself running out of funds and stuff like that. So take advantage of the contract and not so long term goals in terms of employment, and then continue to look. And I keep hearing 3 months, which is going to take you right towards the end of the year.
Are you picking up any how I'm going to find out about this opportunity, or how is it going to be getting more clarity?
No, I'm not seeing. What I'm seeing is you seeking out opportunities by reaching out, and this doesn't look like an employment agency. Taking steps and looking at stuff. What is that? There's like an organization that deals, you said feral cats, which is really interesting.
Yeah.
Because it's an organization possibly that takes care of animals that don't have homes, animals. And it doesn't look like it's like cats. It looks like it could be more exotic than that. But I definitely see animals, like small animals, not like elephants, and like gigantic, like smaller animals but not like a cleaning cages, but more like a person. Do you have marketing in your background?
More of management.
Management, because it feels like this person is more of a not a spokesperson, but directing things. So look out. Take a time to do some research. You know, use their internet to your advantage and do some research, so that you can see if you can find this. But that's what I'm seeing. But the more important...
Because I've been volunteering in this transition. I've started to volunteer more. So,
okay. that might be the stepping stone for you. That may be the stepping stone for you as you engage and create relationships in the volunteer platform, and then finding an organization. And it's very possible it's a nonprofit, and finding an organization that just needs some help. And then they'll be much more passionate. You'll be much more passionate about it. I hope that helps.
Yeah. Oh, that was very helpful. Thank you.
Okay, good, good. You have a fantastic evening. And don't forget to go to my Facebook page and like my Facebook page.
I will do so. Take care.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye. When you're at a point where in transition, it's really, it can be confusing. A lot of times we'll ask for transition. I find that for a lot of people I work with, you know, myself included in my process, we'll ask for change, we'll ask for guidance, and when the change comes, it feels shocking. I'm going to encourage you guys to go to my website. You're going to find there a link, my Soul Journey Transformation link. It speaks to some ways in which you can engage your systems to support you. You can work with your chakras. You can work with your energy systems to kind of help work through blocks. The biggest process that can be of support for you as you're going through any kind of process of change is to get yourself grounded and get yourself in a situation where you're focused on the positive, focused on the end result, focused on what you're trying to work towards rather than focusing on what's not happening, which can actually paralyze you sometimes. That's really super important. So take a moment, if you can, go to my website, bellydancingmedium.com. When you're on the homepage there, you're going to find an opportunity to sign up for my newsletter, sign up for my mailing list. As a result of signing up for my mailing list, you're going to get a copy of my ebook, 8 Keys to Life Transformation. And there is a really great exercise that I've developed to help you ground and clear your chakras. Really recommend that you start that process out at the beginning of the day. You can start your process at the beginning of the day, releasing and grounding, so that you can be focused and ready to ignite through the day. Another great tool to add to that is some great journaling so that you can release anything that might be kind of sitting in front of you that can stop you or block you or even ignite upset, paranoia, or anything that the world can bring to you during the day that can distract you from your path. I really recommend that you do that. You know, I want to make sure everybody has the opportunity to be successful and move forward in their life. I'm going to take the next caller. Good evening. You're on the air with Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Angel. My name is Dee. How are you?
I'm fine, Dee. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Carolinas, North Carolina.
North Carolina. All right. You're up kind of late tonight.
Yes, I am. I always stay up late.
What can I do for you tonight?
I just want to know, what do you see in a spiritual soulmate for me? I'm connecting with someone, but I don't know for sure if they're the ones yet. I want to know if you pick up anything on the angels.
So it's a difficult question to ask if somebody is the one, because it's not just about, you know, somebody being the one, you know what I mean? So
yes,
what specifically is it that you want to know about this connection? Because we have lots of soulmates. Lots
That's
of soulmates
right. It's
that
true.
We connect to.
Well, I feel that we're on the same page here.
Okay.
So basically, you know, anything.
So what is the person's first name?
Ricky.
Okay, Ricky. Okay, so here on the radio, we have an opportunity for you to kind of get an answer to a question. We don't have a lot of time and to engage, so ask your question. What specifically do you want to know about Ricky?
I don't really know how to ask.
Yeah. There's
just
a reason why.
If he's one of the soulmates, that's all I know.
So what is it that you want out of this relationship?
I mean, I want it to be true and real. I don't know. I mean, we just talking. When I first met him, I wasn't attracted to him. But since I've been talking to him, he lives long distance. He lives in another part. He lives in South Carolina.
Okay.
So I'm trying to
So it feels like this is what I'm getting as I connect to it. Is it feels like it's like, is he the one or isn't he the one? But I'm not sure if I want him to be the one. I don't know what the one is. I don't know what I really want. I don't know if I want even want anything because I don't know if I trust having a relationship. So I'm getting this like this big cloud of confusion, and that's what you're filtering everything through. So it's like it's almost like you're not quite ready for the one because you're still working through all the things that have given you cause to doubt here. And all of that. So it's like you have to get to a place where all that stuff is released before you can allow somebody to enter in.
I mean, in my spirit, I feel like he is the one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do know there's many soulmates. And I really don't have a specific question. It's just that how our relationship's going to pan out, you know, basically.
Okay.
I just kind of
Well, I understand. And it's difficult to say because it doesn't feel clear as I look at it. I see you, I see Ricky, and I see you guys having this really great connection. I see you guys having a really great attraction, but I also see both of you. It's the image they're giving me is you guys are both standing at the edge of the pool, sticking your foot in, your toe in, not quite sure if you should jump all the way in the water. Both of you guys are coming at it that way. Both of you guys are like, wow, this looks wonderful. I want to get in. And both of you are like, I could put my foot in. Maybe I can get all the way in. And there's hesitation, and it has to do with past. And the interesting thing is you guys both have a connection to each other from your past life. That's why it feels so joyous and warm. So first thing you got to do is trust, because this is a connection that is really warm and honest and true. There's no shadowiness about it. But he's not ready right in this moment for something like serious and permanent, and you're kind of not ready. So it's like if you want to know how it's going to pan out, there's like two directions it could go. One direction is really great friends. The other direction is something more intimate for a long period of time, if not the rest of your time. But both of you have some to release the past. That has nothing to do with you. It's like your past, your concerns have nothing to do with him. His concerns have nothing to do with you. You guys are both kind of shell-shocked from other stuff. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes, it makes a lot of sense.
So both of you guys have to give yourselves the opportunity to grow into the trust and the belief and the love. And then absolutely it looks like this has the potential of being that relationship that you're looking for. But you got to let it develop and you got to trust. You got to trust because it feels like I feel like he's the one, and yes, I feel like there's a great connection, but at the same time, you're still kind of hesitating to get all the way into the pool.
Exactly.
And so there's nothing that anybody can say to you to make you feel better about that, because it's not your connection with him that you don't trust. It's connecting, period.
Mm-hmm.
That's a concern. So you release that. And it'll flow a lot better. It'll feel much more safe and much more comfortable. So do some of the work around releasing around your lower chakras. You're talking about your sacral and your root chakra, and releasing the past, releasing the cords connected to the past relationships that were not supportive and the ones that have hurt, all that stuff, release it. And I like to take my clients through actual like baths. You can sit in a bath with some Himalayan sea salt and just really clear. Just sit and let it just pull the negativity out of you, and you will feel much more open and joyous to allowing this to happen. And then your engagement with him will be much more comfortable, and you'll feel it, flowing through. So the best answer I can give you is that the possibilities are absolutely there. You guys are just both hesitant. You guys are both kind of a little hesitant. And it's that hesitance that's hard to see through. Does that make sense?
Yes, makes a lot of sense.
So take some time and do that. And he needs somebody to talk to. He needs a friend. He needs somebody he can trust, because he doesn't trust at all. And so what you're doing is you're being that catalyst for him to open him up for the trust, which is really what he needs.
I feel that in his spirits. Yeah, I feel that. Yeah, when I talk to him, that he's been hurt a lot.
Yeah, he has. So just be there for him. be that trust bucket for him to help him release, and you'll find that, you know, like a little puppy, eventually he'll be staying at the house, and you won't even remember this time. But you guys got to break through the distrust.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thanks. Yeah,
you're welcome.
Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Don't forget to run over to my website and like my Facebook page, please. I keep forgetting to say that anymore. I want more Facebook likes because my friend's teasing me about my Facebook likes. So,
do you send out emails every day?
I post on my Facebook page. I post affirmations and things, motivational things, and other announcements and stuff on email and on Facebook. So please, yes.
Okay, then. All right. Then.
Okay. God bless you.
Thank
Take care.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bless you. Bye-bye.
All right, that was a really good call, and I can't stress enough how important it is to get yourself into a space of balance. And we can be so distracted by the hurt and the pain and the things that have given us cause to feel whatever we're feeling because of past relationships that didn't work, friendships, family relationships, job relationships, and then, of course, the intimate relationships. The deeper the relationship, the deeper the wound when things happen. And so it's like we're in this strange dichotomy where we're deeply hurt, but we want a relationship because we don't want to be alone. Most of us, even when we say, I'd rather be alone, we just don't want to be alone. We want to have companionship and partnership and love in our lives. So as you look at yourself wanting that love and you're reaching out for the love through the filters of the pain and the hurt, we will often pull into our lives the same person over and over and over again, wondering why do we keep getting so jacked up in relationships? Because we keep having that same person come back because we're seeking through this filter of whatever's causing us to focus on that. Or we can clear all that stuff out and release all that stuff and pull in the ideal companion that can complete us and make us feel warm and powerful and loving. So the question I ask you is, which would you prefer? The continued pain, discomfort, rage and everything else that you have, or that companion that can stand with you and complete your life, even if you had one more day left on the planet, that can complete your life forever after and ever after? Which would you prefer? What do you think about that? I'm going to take the next caller. Thank you for holding this angel. Who am I speaking to? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
This is Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Angel. This is Faye. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. You're welcome, Faye. Where are you calling from?
Ontario.
Ontario, Canada. Welcome to the call. Well, what can I help you with this evening?
The reason for my call is I wanted to know, I have taken a test, and I want if you can see if I've passed it or not. It has to do with my career.
Okay. So can be difficult to see that sort
of
thing.
Let
me reach out and see what we get on that one. I'm not getting a negative vibe. As a matter of fact, I'm getting blessings and abundance for you on that. So I'm getting a positive vibe on that. So this is what you're being asked to do. You're being asked to be in a state of positivity and to release it, send it out to the universe and release it, and know that the outcome is going to come together in the way that you are looking for. You've worked really hard for this and you're going to be rewarded for it. So don't doubt, trust. That's what you're being asked to do.
Okay.
Don't doubt, trust. Does that help?
Okay. Yes, it does. And I just want to make sure the feeling that you're getting and like the answers that you're getting, it couldn't be that maybe if I feel this and then, I don't know, go again and take it in a week and then it's positive that way. So you're saying that the test that I've taken, you're getting positive on that.
So, Faye, what I did was I answered the question. I answered the question. that you asked me. So the big thing that I want to focus on in that answer, it was trust. So you have to take a deep breath and you have to trust. You have to trust that things are going to happen the way that they are supposed to happen. Some oppose the situation to you. If you did fail and you have to retake the test to pass it again, then that's what was supposed to happen. And you have to trust.
Yeah.
But that's not the question that you asked me, right?
That's true,
right?
Yeah.
That's not the question that you asked me. So you have to breathe and let it go and move on with your life right now.
Yeah.
You went to do that, put it over there, let it go, and continue your regular daily activities and wait for the results and trust. That's what you're being asked to do. Because you're going to drive yourself crazy. You don't want to drive yourself crazy. This is the step that you've been waiting to take, and this is the step that's going to move you into the next level. So everything looks and feels very positive about it. But you got to trust. You got to trust. Ground yourself. If you have time, go to my website. You're going to see, you join my mailing list, you'll get the ebook. And there is a grounding exercise there that may be very valuable to you to sit down, focus on those chakras, get them nice and grounded. Anytime, once you get through the consistencies and the disciplines around that grounding exercise, anytime you feel a little bit like this, you can kind of just kind of close your eyes and breathe and get that process going again so you can ground and not allow yourself to be distracted by the doubt, because that's all this is. It's so human to feel doubt. It's okay. Just don't let it distract you. Because doubt will drive you crazy. You don't want it will drive you crazy, and you are not in a crazy phase. You are in a positive upswing phase. So you got to trust, okay?
And with thank you. And
you're welcome.
With
you are welcome.
Hopefully with this test, because it's for my career, do you see a career coming out of it?
Well,
a possible job coming?
I do have a lot of callers coming in, so I can't sit here and answer a lot of questions, but I definitely do see this as a positive jump for you. I'm happy to help you with more if you want more. Visit my website. But what you want to focus on right now is just relax. And you noticed how you started to relax. You were able to think about the future. Did you see that?
Yeah.
How you were able to think about, is this going to move me? That's what there is for you to do, is to focus on the future and just relax and trust.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay.
Thanks so much.
All righty. You're welcome. God bless you. Take care.
Okay. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye. Really good example of how it can be for us sometimes, and I can definitely understand and relate. I have to tell you, it's so easy for someone to look at you and listen to you and say, hey, just trust and move forward, while you're going through the spiral of whatever's happening in your life. I understand. I do get that can be as frustrating as the question may be. But when you work really hard to set up a process, and the last caller, the example where she's taking a test to move her life forward, you put some things into play, whether you're connected because you're very spiritual or you're just, you know, kind of a normal person who may not have that deep connection, you still set that spiritual magic forward by stating your intent, taking the steps, studying, doing all the things that you're supposed to do, setting up your goals so that you move your life in this direction. When I pass the test, these are the 16 things that I want to do, and you're focused on that. And you got to click off each step, each goal, each process, one by one, and acknowledge them, accept that it's going to be positive, and accept everything happens for the greater good, and know that the next step is going to take you to the next level, which is another positive process. And that, my friends, is key to you being able to accomplish what you want to accomplish, whether that's through your career, through relationships, through your education, whatever it is that you are attempting to accomplish, that's so very important. So again, I'm gonna ask that you guys take a moment to go to the website, check out the links there that give you some explanation. Every week I add more to my website for you. I'm hoping that you're getting some value out of this. One of the things that I added this week for wanting to have access to some of the meditations. They didn't want to buy the whole audio. They just want some of them. If you go to my shop page, I've loaded up some meditations there, and they're just about $2, $3. One of them is Calming Your Center. The other one's a morning meditation. The other one's abundance meditation. And the other one's charging your base. Those four meditations are specifically designed to help you focus, help you release, and help you move forward in what you're looking for. And for those of you who are trying to get past any kind of distraction around your career or your ability to create abundance, this is really an awesome set of meditations for you, especially the morning meditation, because it will get you started, and the charging your base meditation. So if you have a moment, take a look at those. I've made those available for you, very affordable, so that if you would like to work with them, they can help you out. I'm going to go ahead and take the next caller. Good evening. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Good evening, Angel. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Miranda.
Hi, Miranda. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. Fantastic, fantastic, fantastic. What are we looking at for you today, Miranda?
We are looking at a work-related question. Well, it's
okay.
More of a volunteer opportunity that I'm exploring, and
okay.
I'm just wondering what you see around that.
Okay, well, what specific question do you have around it? What is it that you are looking at that you would like to know?
Well, I don't know. It seems a little, I'm just wondering.
Oh, I see.
What you see regarding that and whether it will be a good fit?
Well, it looks positive. It looks like there's some decision makers that are a little that are trying to figure out themselves if it's a good fit. You have a lot of there's a combination of charisma and strength in your presentation, and there's benefits to that. There's also a little fear coming from someone that's a board or a committee. It's just like, I'm going to make sure this is the right fit. So that's what feels like the conversations are happening right now around that. So that's what you're waiting for. You're waiting for everybody to kind of come to terms with, is this going to be a distraction? It's just like there's somebody that's in ego that is just wanting to make sure that you are the right fit. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So it's this person. I contacted the director of this facility, and she's in the midst of expanding her program to where I am now. And so I said I was interested. You know, I'd love to help you out and work with you or do something where I can be of service. And the response I got was just like, yeah, I'll be in touch, and there might be other. Areas within our organization too that might work for you, and I'll look into that as well. So it's just like and it wasn't quite the response I was expecting. And
well, to acknowledge that you have all this stuff to bear would take away a little bit from what she is, and it's not that she's not interested. It's just she's very much in her own ego. So. You know, just know that. You just know that. It's just, oh, yes, I'll get back to you. She doesn't want you to feel that she's interested. She doesn't want you to feel she's excited. And she has to kind of put her head around it and then come back to you. So you will hear back. It looks like it's going to be positive that you'll enjoy working, you know, with this person. And you are what this person needs. But, you know, it's kind of
That's what
it's
what
like.
That's what I thought. Given the skills I have, you'd think that she'd be really like excited to just, you know, eat me up and use me in some way. But the response just seemed given my skills and the organization, you'd think they just want to like, you know, scoop me up. But and initially when I spoke to her, it was wonderful. It was very a great conversation, and we connected. But then this email, I don't know. So I thought maybe because I included my resume just for her reference, even though it's a volunteer opportunity, and I thought maybe she might be threatened in some way. Although, like, you know, I don't know. So maybe that's the ego that you think that you commented on, or I don't know. Maybe it's something else. So that's why I was like just wondering what you picked up on this and whether it will go anywhere. Because, you know, I'm giving her some slack because she is in the process of expanding the organization to my area, so there's some work to do on her part. But I was just wondering whether I will hear back and whether, you know, there will be a future here.
Yes, well, that's I got a positive hit on that. So, again, for her, I keep looking at it to see if there's anything more. It's just ego. It's just her ego, and it's her program, and you've got some game. You know, you come to the table a little bit of game, and so she's just trying to be nonchalant and she's trying to be cool.
Trying to be cool,
and so it's going to take a little longer for you to hear from her. But when you do hear from her, it will be definitely a positive interaction. And she needs to release this because one of the challenges that she's having is this specific energy that she has. So she needs some help releasing that because she has a lot of ambition around what she wants to, how she wants to expand this this program.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Well, that makes I mean, if you're ambitious, you'd want to use qualified people to help you establish.
Yeah, but you got to admit that you need people, though.
Yeah.
You got to be able to admit that you need them, and that's
right.
That's the struggle that she's having right now.
Interesting.
So.
Because her program really does rely upon a lot of volunteers. So, I don't know. Hopefully, she'll work through the ego issue and.
Yes, she will. It'll take time.
Oh dear, yes. Our human emotions—they get the best of us sometimes.
Yes, we can't be Vulcans. Not all of us, right?
No, that's so true. That's so true. All right. Well, okay. As long as you see it going somewhere, I just have to be patient and. That's fine. I've been patient.
Okay.
It's like that's been the story of my life, Angel. Be patient.
Some of us have patience. Some of us do not. But we need more of in our community.
I know. So, all right.
Thank you for calling.
I appreciate it. You have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye. So super great. And the thing about what I wanted to touch on here, that caller kind of reminded me of that I was going to speak about was this whole process of working with other people and connecting with other people and how our energies engaging with other people can be our ally or can help make things even more confusing for us. And so the whole point of really getting your process together to support what you're up to is to make sure that no matter what you go through, or where you're at, or what you're engaged with, that you can still focus on what there is that you need to do. You know, being in a space of grounding, positivity, and focus requires all three of the elements of your being. I say that all the time, and I'm going to repeat that. Being in a space of grounding, positivity, and focus requires all three elements of your being, and that is body, mind, and spirit. You have to be in focus. And when you're on the verge of creating and acquiring that which is your ultimate dream, then you need to make sure that you are in complete focus as often as possible. Are you going to be in focus all the time? Oh my gosh, no. But you have to be your own ally and give yourself the opportunity to move forward with great success. So I will ask you, if you have the ability, hey, check out the website, bellydancingmedium.com. Grab that free ebook. It's free. It's my gift to you for joining my mailing list, and you will get all kinds of cool things in the mail when I make announcements. Like my Facebook page. I do morning gratitude and affirmations and release exercises and statements for you. And then most important, check out my Soul Journey Transformation link. You know, my process that I work through as a medium and as a channel is what I call my Soul Journey Transformation process. And that takes you through, if you look at that link, it'll take you through all the centers and the focal points in your systems that will allow you to release the things that are standing in your way. Do calls on the radio. I get a lot of callers every week, and it's always, for the most part, 98, 99% of the time, it's about the things that are standing in our way. How can I get to a better relationship or a relationship? What's stopping me from getting this job? Do you know what's going to happen with a lot of these issues, concerns, and things that are stopping and paralyzing us are wrapped into the energy centers that make us who we are. I would love to help you release those if I can, if you'll allow me to work with you. I'm going to take the next caller. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to? Hello? Hello? Anybody there? Okay, I'm going to take the next caller. Thank you for calling.
Hi.
This is Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Long Beach, California.
Long Beach. Welcome, welcome. What are you calling about tonight?
How am I doing with spirituality? Am I on the right path?
Are you on the right path in your spiritual journey? Okay, let's have a look
yes.
at that. Is Yvonne on the right path of her spiritual journey? So what I get when I look at this, the first thing I hear is I'm getting the angel choir singing, which is always a very positive sign. But I'm also getting need more. So there's a process in your journey right now where you are looking at whatever this is you're looking at here, but there's more. And it's not about education. This is not about you taking more classes. This is about you spending more time in contemplation so that the download can come and the more expansion can come. So the answer to the question is yes, but you are only scratching the surface.
Okay.
And it feels very earthbound. This is something where your hands are on the earth. Your hands are in the water. You are part of a process of cleansing and cleaning and clearing our physical transformation here on the planet. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So you need to be in the outdoors more in your process. You need to take off your shoes and stand and sit with your feet on the ground. You are like a wood nymph. You're not just your average, ordinary kind of person. You're an earth magic being around your spiritual path. So don't ignore the earth and the water and the sea and the sand. Make sure that you engage in that process, whether it's crystals and trees, all that stuff is part of who you are. And it enhances your process.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That makes sense?
All right. Sounds good. Yes. Makes sense.
Okay. All right.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. God bless you. Take care.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, that was really awesome. So I use the term spiritual magic. Just pulling up my website real quick to point out a couple of things that I would love for you to reference if you're still here and you're still listening. If you go to the website and you go to the Soul Journey Transformation link, you're going to see there a segment towards the middle of the page that talks about the Akashic Records. And the Akashic Records are a phenomenal resource to help you figure out what's going on with your life, past, current, and future, what your purpose is, what the lessons are. Oh my God, the lessons. When we've been put here to learn lessons, which we all have, right? But we're in a lesson phase. Those lesson phases can be uncomfortable as all get out. Painful, confusing, distracting, gut-wrenching. And sometimes it helps to know that, hey, not only am I in a lesson phase, but what exactly is the lesson I'm supposed to be learning right now? And if you could get in there, make contact with your librarian, as I like to call them, and help you see what those lessons are, you could actually do the work to resolve the lesson so that you can exit this lesson phase faster. Which is really super cool. Who wouldn't want to do that? Who doesn't want to exit a lesson phase faster? I'm going to take the next caller. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Angel. This is T. I've been trying to get in touch with you to get a reading.
I am so sorry. I was traveling. It was my husband's birthday, and I think I started the show off with great humility.
That is so important.
So, I am going to do this. I did this for someone the other day, a couple weeks ago, because I was humbled because I did not get back to them. The summer's tough for me because I travel a lot for birthdays and for the community, because I get called in. What day do you want it? I'm going to send you an email. When do you want it? What time? I'm going to book it right now. I'm looking at my schedule. I'm available.
Anytime that you have, I'm free anytime.
Are you free on, on the weekends? Can we do a weekend?
Yes. Weekend is perfect. Anytime that works for you, I'm available.
Okay, so I'm going to book something. I'm going to send you an email, and we're going to book it this weekend. So I'm going to send you that for Saturday. Cool? Do that before I go to bed tonight. So there.
Okay, cool.
So do you have a question for me tonight before you get down to the nitty-gritty this weekend?
Yes. It's a love question. I just
love
to know what you see for my love life. I met a couple of people and want to see what did you get.
Give me the name of one of them. Give me one name. Give me a name of somebody that you met, one of the people.
Brian,
isn't it? That came out really loud too. That's awesome. and that is who I get here. I get this kind of more what's the word I'm looking for? Kind of a physical guy. You know, the presence is physical, nice to look at. All you know, on paper, one would say on paper, really good. Got some stuff though. got some stuff, and I keep getting this guy needs work, and so this is one that's going to be frustrating if you were to do anything more than just kind of hang out. This one's frustrating because he's not finished growing. He's not finished growing.
Okay.
Looks good.
He looks good on paper. That's why I was okay. And then what do you get from my ex? His name is Anthony.
What do you want to know about Anthony?
What is going on with him? I don't know what's up with this guy.
So the first thing I got with him, what somebody said was he's asleep. he's asleep. He's like walking in his sleep. It just says like he doesn't know what's going on with himself. He's kind of lost in a daze in his process, you know, like he's afloat in the lake and there's a fog and he's trying to get out. And so what will happen is when we're in that state in our lives, we will sometimes reach back to the past because it's safe. So you might find that he may connect with you like he wants to rekindle, right? Or he may connect with you out of nowhere. You might be like, why are we, okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Because he's trying to reach for something. You know how you're going to fall, you reach out to grab something?
Yeah.
That's the space that he's in, and you're something that's safe. But similar to the other guy, he's got lots of stuff to work on.
Mm-hmm.
When I look at his energy, when I look at your energy, I see if he changed his processes, if he kind of matured and cleared his systems and changed his reality a little bit, marriage is a possibility, and that's how connected your energy is. But he just is not there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's the thing. That's why I said I was going to move on in this dating process, I'm telling you, because it just seems like you're always in like the fairy tale phase. Because this guy Brian, like you, if you see the energy that he gives out, it feels like we knew each other in a past life. But I just know that I do not like that he has he just recently got out of something that was extremely long term, so that did not make me feel comfortable enough to even pursue him.
He has some work to do, and the fact what you just said makes perfect sense, because he has he's got pain that he's dealing with, and he's got confusion that he's doing. He's got lots of stuff going on in his life as a result of what he went through. So he's got to clear all that stuff out. So he's not ready for anything crazy and wonderful. And he's got his own crazy set that he has to work through. But he's fun.
Yeah.
And he looks like he's fun to look at and have a good time with. So there's nothing that says that you look like you shouldn't
he
have
really
to worry about that.
Yeah, he's like a really good look. I mean, he looks good on paper. He does the Wall Street. And then, do you see anything permanent coming for me or anything?
Well, the answer to that question, of course, is yes. But it's none of the two people that you've mentioned here. There's somebody new that's going to come in. One of the things that I'm going to do for you when I sit with you is I'm going to give you an exercise to release the stuff that you've got kind of stuck around relationships for yourself. So we're going to do a release, which is going to open some stuff up for you. And as you open yourself up to the potential and the possibilities of what you deserve without the filter of all the stuff, that relationship will open up to you faster because there's definitely somebody new coming in. Definitely somebody new coming in. Okay?
Okay, so I will keep trying, and I look forward to
I'm going to be talking to you on Saturday.
Okay, perfect.
Okay?
Perfect.
All righty, sweetie. Thank you, and thank you for being patient. I'll talk to you soon.
No problem.
Okay, bye-bye. So I forgot to mention, she reminded me, I'm always so excited to talk to people. And again, I apologize humbly for not getting back to her as soon as I could. It's birthdays and traveling. August and July are tough months for me. I have a special service that I do specifically for the listeners to the radio show. As I know that for many people, they may just want a quick reading, or they may not want to, you know, invest a ton into the process. So I have what I call my soul system diagnostic reading. And that soul system diagnostic reading is designed specifically for the people that call in on the radio program. It is a 45-minute session. A 20-minute session, excuse me, for $45. Really great session that I've put together to help you in a situation or a specific question, whether you have a stressful situation or you're wanting to get to the nitty-gritty around one situation to help you get clarity. I'm going to give you some tools on what you need to clear, identify your blockers, and then get some deep information around the resolution for you. If you are interested in that, let me know. I book most of my sessions on the weekend. I have a wide open schedule this Saturday and Sunday right now, but they do book really fast. So if you're interested, contact me here on my website, bellydancingmedium.com. $5 for 20 minutes, a really great opportunity for you to kind of dig in, see what you need to do to move forward and get the clarity that you want that we may not be able to get to in the 2 to 3 minutes that we have to answer questions for you over the radio. So I'm going to take the next caller. This is Angel. Thank you for holding. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Angel. My name is Kathy. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Kathy. Thank you. Where are you calling from?
I'm in New York.
New York, New York, a wonderful town. Always sing at people. What are we calling about?
That's beautiful. I was wondering, I am looking to approach an agent for my career, and I'm wondering if you see David or Davis being the one for me.
The same person, right?
I'm sorry?
The same person? David
no,
or Davis?
No, one is Davis. One is Davis, one is David.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So you want to know if which one is. Let's look at David. And let's go over here at Davis. It feels Davis is a – they both are really strong. They both are really strong choices. There feels like I keep seeing music with Davis. So whatever it is that you want to do, there's more music around – the situation with Davis. So whatever it is that you're stepping into, if you want to be engaged more musically, kind of a childlike, more fun energy around some laughter, maybe some comedic kind of laughter and feel. I'm getting Davis is a stronger one, much more. There is some reward and some positivity with David, but there seems to be more fun around some of the things that you're trying to explore. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, it's artistic. So I do have a musical inclination too.
But I got that right off the bat. I there was definitely more music. So you'll get more opportunity in the area of music if you go with Davis. But both of them are very strong, very, very powerful connections. Both would be very supportive. You know, the possibilities with both are very beneficial. Davis just feels like he's weighted a little heavier. He's a stronger candidate for you for what you want to do.
Oh, excellent.
Does that help?
Thank you. Immensely. Yes. I was wondering, do you see like about what time I should approach them? Like,
you're
maybe
ready.
About a month
or
so.
You're never gonna feel you're ready. So you're never ever gonna feel you're ready.
Yeah.
The only thing you're not going in. The only thing you've been asked to do, you're being asked to do, is really set yourself up. Finish. It's like you're not finished your presentation. It's like you still have things you're trying to put together to complete your presentation. Finish that first, but don't give yourself more than a month because you'll never get it done. Because there's this, there's like a hesitation happening here because it's the next step and it's kind of a big step. So write it down what you want to do. Tack down, looks like you got 3 or 4 things left to do. Write them down, put some time frames in. Don't go beyond 30 days, 45 days at the most. Okay?
Okay.
And just do it.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay.
Yes, just do it.
Just do it.
Yeah. Thank you.
With a little Nike swish. All right. Yes. Good luck. I expect to hear from you, Kathy.
Thank you. I really love what you're doing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Bless
Take
you.
Care, and you're welcome. Bye bye.
Thank you.
That was really good. So again, when we're ready to take to move our lives forward, we can often be in question. And no, I don't mind being here to answer questions for you. I don't mind being here to support because I love what I do and I love supporting people. So don't be afraid to call and reach out to someone. Don't be afraid to invest your energy to get clarity around something if you're really stuck, because I really don't want you to be stuck. There are so many talented people out there that are here to be conduits of support through the energies of the divine spirit in the universe. If you're stuck, seek out someone to help you, whether it's reading a book, checking out a website, getting a download of a meditation, or actually talking to someone. The condition of our society is such that it is because people are stuck and we are living in emotion. I'd like us to take a moment to consider what it would be like to live in spirit, in a calm, revived, ignited space. We're able to support and love one another, respect and support one another in spirit rather than the way that we're doing it today. That's something for all of us to think about. And if there's anything that I can do and the role that I provide here and the skills that I've been given and the talents that I've been blessed with, I hope to help you. I would love to help you. So if you haven't done so already, please subscribe to my mailing list. I'll give you the 8 keys to transforming your life. Please like my Facebook page there on the front, that's underneath my smiling picture. You'll see my Facebook page and my Twitter handle. Like those and join me on Wednesday nights so that I can help you in any way that I can. If you have the inclination and the time, set up an appointment and I can take you through your soul system diagnostic to help you move your life forward. Bellydancingmedium.com is how you find me. I am Angel Thacker. And remember this, if you ignite your life today, you will evolve your life tomorrow. God bless you, and I hope you have a fantastic evening.